A lot of us love movies, but something that's become very popular over the last couple of years are short films. Of course, Tropfest, just to name one of those big short film festivals. And touring around the country at the moment is the fabulous Flickrfest Film Festival. It's great to have Bronwyn Kidd, who is the director, this morning. Bronwyn, I would imagine you would be passionate everything about movies. Good morning.
Good morning, Todd. Yes, we are, and we're an Academy Accredited Ambassador Short Film Festival, so bringing the best short films to Newcastle on the weekend.
Why do you think we've embraced short films? We know that the long-form films, the hour and a half, the two-hour, but why do you think we love that short, sharp shot of a film?
Well, I think short films enable people to see a number of stories within the one program, so, you know, range from comedy through to more serious dramas, and I think we also get to support the next generation of filmmakers as well. So we're seeing some really great contemporary stories that, you know, unlike features where it can take up to 7 years to get your film funded, these are stories that people can go out and make, you know, with the support of other people in the industry in a relatively short period of time. So I think that immediacy, the fact that they're contemporary, they're fresh, and they're from these emerging new voices is a big part of the appeal.
Okay, so you're touring around at the moment and you're coming to Newcastle this weekend. Tell us a little bit of what we're in for.
What you're in for is a world-class selection of Australian shorts as well as a great comedy program that we're screening. All the films that are screening have been hand-picked from over 2,500 entries that we received for our Academy Accredited and BAFTA recognised competition, and really bringing the best of the best of short films to Newcastle this weekend.
How do you make a decision on which films to bring? Because I would imagine there would be a myriad of choices, but you can only fit so many in.
Yeah, well, what we've done is handpicked highlights from the festival. So we had around 122 films in competition across our 10-day festival in Bondi, and then what we tour is kind of the best of the best, really. It's highlights from the Australian competition and also some wonderful international and Australian comedies as well.
Do you find this gives budding filmmakers the real incentive to get out and expand their horizons? Because technology over the last few years has really given people who would have never got a run in mainstream filmmaking the opportunity. They've got a great idea, they've got a great screenplay or a great script, but this kind of genre allows them to get out and show the world their style and their creativity.
Absolutely, and it's really made filmmaking a lot more accessible, which is fantastic. And, you know, at Flickrfest, we're getting a real range of filmmakers coming through, a lot of female directors. In fact, over 50% of the program this year in competition was female directors. We're getting people from different backgrounds. We've got a fantastic Indigenous short film called Welcome to Country that we're screening from a very talented filmmaker from Brisbane. So, it's a really diverse range, and that's the great thing. And once upon a time, you had to have a big budget to be able to access 35mm equipment, but now people can, make a film and edit it on their laptop, and it's certainly made it all a lot more accessible, which is fantastic.
And we also talk about filmmakers, but along with the filmmakers comes the audio, comes the editing, and all the other jobs that come together to make the film.
Definitely. So, and more people can do a lot of those things themselves, whereas once upon a time when you were, in the old days of film, you did have to bring in a lot more of various crew members, but now, you know, with editing on laptops and things, it's certainly made it a lot more accessible.
We are looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. And Flickrfest coming to Newcastle this Saturday at Tower Cinemas. Bronwyn, thanks very much for your time this morning.
Oh, thank you very much, Todd.